My name is Marcus Mack. On my way home, a hunger of epic proportion comes upon me. The kind of hunger that makes my tummy grumble. The kind of hunger that makes me think about food and lots of it, especially the naughty type of food. The kind of hunger that makes me say, so what to the effects. Entering my home, I head straight into the kitchen and dive into a loaf of bread. Out come my favourite spreads, out come my favourite sandwich contents. I think to myself, who cares about the excess calories and sugar? That's exactly what I need right now. Without further hesitation, I take an almighty bite and enjoy the satisfying feeling of that hunger slowly being fed. Sandwich gone, and the hunger temporarily satisfied, and awareness of my surroundings gradually returns to me. Taking a second look at the loaf of bread, a sense of horror and shock overwhelms me. There is mold sharing my loaf. Distressed, frustrated, and filled with regret, I think to myself, if only I had delayed gratifying my hunger to examine that loaf of bread. But it's too late. Decision has already been made, and the sandwich devoured. Life can sometimes be like this. There is a hunger that we all experience that cannot be satisfied by food alone. A hunger that might lead us into a roller coaster of a ride, beginning with hunger rising to an instant gratification and thrills, then dropping to distress and regret. An inner hunger that governs our decisions, whatever the effects. A hunger that causes us to be so self-focused, we lose sight of our surroundings and the consequences to our decisions. How do I feed that spiritual tummy grumble? What do I do with that unexplainable loneliness, even though I am surrounded by people? What do I do when I have all my physical needs met, but yet there is still that nagging discontent deep within? What do I do with that longing for a better world when I know something is not quite right with this one? C.S. Lewis states, if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. If you know that you are hungry for more than this world can offer, come, taste, and see that God is good, and you will never be hungry again.
Breakout Radio, made in County Durham. www.breakout-radio.co.uk